This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. About 50 medical researchers from around the country have converged on Boston today as they launch a massive 7-year study into the brain disease known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. CTE is a degenerative disease, similar to Alzheimer's. It's only found in people who've played football, boxed, or taken part in other contact sports. The researchers are recruiting 180 former NFL and college football players to study their brains. The goal is to develop ways to diagnose CTE in people while they're alive. Right now, the only way to diagnose it is after death. One of the lead researchers is Boston University's Robert Stern. Helping Stern champion the research is Tim Fox, the 62-year-old former NFL safety, played for the Patriots, the Chargers, and the Rams. He thinks he has CTE. We spoke with both Fox and Stern about the disease. Stern says while much of the focus has been on concussions, CTE is caused by something that seems more benign.
What we know about it so far is that the only people who have ever been diagnosed with it after life, which is the only way to diagnose it, have had a history of repetitive hits to the head. It's never been seen in someone without that kind of history.
So in the absence of repetitive strikes to the head, there is no CTE.
That's exactly right. It's a disease that gets set in motion from having repetitive hits.
Regardless of whether they're concussions.
Regardless of whether they are symptomatic concussions.
Okay, so Tim Fox, you had a 12-year career in the NFL, including 5 years with the Patriots. You say you have symptoms of CTE now, and that has led you to Dr. Stern and the research he's doing. What are the symptoms?
Well, for me, the symptoms are difficulty in recalling names, events, issues, even in common speech. I have trouble sometimes grasping what I want to say. It affects your personality. It's a very frustrating situation when you can't recall things that you'd like to recall.
Sure.
And I don't know whether that leads to, you know, a much shorter fuse. I don't have the patience that I once had. And from my perspective, it's looking down the barrel to me of a ticking time bomb, because I see all these things in players that have been diagnosed after death, and I look at those symptoms, and it's eerily similar.
Dr. Stern, the study that you're leading that starts in July is a 7-year study to develop a way to detect and diagnose CTE in the living. How are you going about doing that?
Well, fortunately, we have this incredible team of collaborators who bring to this study the best experience, expertise, knowledge in the field. Dr. Jeff Cummings from Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Eric Ryman from the Banner Alzheimer's Institute, and Dr. Martha Shenton right here in Boston from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Harvard. And those folks plus 50 other investigators from around the country, 10 different research institutions, are all bringing together this incredible expertise. So we're doing things like looking at various types of neuroimaging techniques, advanced MRI techniques. We're looking at PET scans. We're looking at spinal fluid. We're doing potentially very exciting blood tests.
Is it that you're pulling together these different pieces of the puzzle for the first time, or is it that there are new technologies that let you find more, for instance, in the blood than you would have previously?
We're able to exploit all the wonderful advances that have taken place in Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases, plus preliminary studies we've already done in CTE, or at least in presumed CTE. So it's bringing it all together right at the right time.
Tim Fox, how are you contributing to that now, to that body of research?
Well, I've participated in several studies, so many that I don't remember exactly which one was which. I would very much like to see them succeed in being able to diagnose this while you are living. I don't want to have to die to be confirmed that I've had issues, you know, for the last 10, 20 years of my life. And once they can definitively diagnose it, then we can more accurately, I would assume, definitively treat it.
And is it treatment, Dr. Stern, or is it prevention?
It's both. We have to figure out what the risk factors are for CT. You know, we know that there's a necessary risk factor, and that's getting your head hit over and over again. But obviously, not everyone who hits their head a bunch gets this brain disease.
Right.
So we need to figure out why one person gets it, another person doesn't. Is it something about the number of hits, the age of hits, the type of hits? We're trying to figure that out. But is it also something about genetics? And so we've got these incredible geneticists involved with this project to be able to start answering questions about who might be at increased risk based on their genetic makeup. But one of the things we know about these types of brain diseases is that if we can detect it early on, and implement some kind of intervention that modifies the disease course, then in a way, that's prevention. By changing the course of the disease, slowing it down enough at a time before there's too much brain destruction, that's the ultimate goal.
I want to ask you, Dr. Stern, about this controversy that has arisen with the NFL and your research. You were front and center in this, even though you're kind of on the outside as well, because the NFL had pledged to fund research into the matter of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, and the tie between it and pro football. And then it withdrew its funding, and just last week there was a congressional investigation that concluded the NFL withdrew the money because it didn't want you specifically, Dr. Stern, to get the funding for your study. It says you're biased against the NFL. What do you say? You smile at that.
You know, I don't talk about funding issues. It's just not the thing to do in science. I'm absolutely thrilled that the NIH decided to fund
this
project.
National Institutes of Health. So you're still getting the funding?
The National Institutes of Health decided to fund this project fully, $16 million out of its own budget.
Which is taxpayer money.
Which is taxpayer money.
Instead of NFL money.
That's right. But we're thrilled. And I'm just really focused on moving the science forward.
As you move the science forward, though, is it not important to have the cooperation of the National Football League?
I don't know why we would need cooperation from the league. This isn't a study of football. This is a study of a brain disease.
Tim Fox, any comment on that?
Well, Bob is being very kind to the NFL. I mean, I don't have to be that kind. I mean, the NFL is scared to death of CTE because it can affect their bottom line. And, you know, the reality is the NFL is all about making money. They've got 32 owners that want to protect their income source. And this is a dramatic threat to the game itself. It's a dramatic threat to Pop Warner. It's a threat to high school football. It's a threat to college football. And as people stop playing at those levels, they will not have the same level of interest in the NFL. So the NFL has consistently dragged their feet in terms of trying to recognize that they have a problem. And they will only admit they have a problem when they're backed into a corner or they say something by mistake. And so the example of taking the funding away from a project that they had pledged where they said there would be no strings attached and then backtracked and took the money back is just another example of that.
Yeah, if I could just say something, Lisa.
Sure, Dr. Stern.
I don't think we are meant to have our brains rattled 1,000, 1,500 times a year.
Especially if we're living longer and able to see the results.
That's exactly right. There are so many things that we now see in aging that we wouldn't have seen before. We need to be able to learn more about it quickly to be able to do something about it.
Dr. Robert Stern and Tim Fox, thank you very much, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.
Robert Stern is a Boston University professor of neurology and neurosurgery. He is director of clinical research at BU's Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy Center. And Tim Fox is a former NFL player who had a 12-year pro career, including several years with the Patriots. He believes he has CTE. We were not able to reach the NFL for a response to Fox's statements.